This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Let's talk about episode 5 of Nevertheless. And episode 4 ended with that fight, a man coming to harass Park Ji-hoon for touching his sister. And we got to find out in this episode 5 that Park Ji-hoon didn't really have anything to do with the man's sister. I don't know why they didn't reveal the lady's face, but I don't know what they are having together, but it's nothing as, you know, they portrayed it to be. And Nabi has ended things with Park Ji-hoon. She has, but not really ended in her mind, because she still likes him, and Park Ji-hoon still likes her. I don't know. And right now they are making us, you know, feel pity for Park Ji-hoon, which I don't like. They should just make him the bad boy he is. As I ship Yang Do-hak, like I ship him so much with Nabi. The guy is so pure and has got genuine feeling for Nabi. I ship the both of them. Even at the ending, when they showed the next episode preview, we saw that this girl, Nabi, went to the countryside, maybe their village, with this guy, and they were just having a good time. Yang Do-hak, they're having a good time. The next thing we saw, Park Ji-hoon in that village. I don't know what he's doing there. They should make sure this drama ends same way as the web series. They should not make us pity Park Ji-hoon, because I just saw myself pitying Park Ji-hoon, but because maybe he has a traumatized family or something like that. You know, they want to create this pitiful backstory for him, which I'm not interested in at all. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. So that is it. Nothing much to talk about this episode. Okay, Bitna and that other guy, they are not seeing each other after their back and forth. I don't know if you like someone. I don't know why you can't just accept that this person, you like this person. And the guy asks you out after you pull her sex, and you're forming hard girl, hard to get, but oh, they are dating. Then and Jiwon, I see the direction they are going. The writer, the crew members, I see the direction they are going. I think they are going to come out as lesbian couple. You can't tell me they are just best friends. They like each other. The love they have for themselves is not just on the best friend level. So I think they are going to come out as bisexual, a lesbian couple. And I'm living for that. Like, I'm anticipating for them. Like, So and Jiwon, I really got high hope for them and their relationship. So nothing much about this. It's just Park Ji-hoon still trying to, he said he's going to change in bit by bit. That's what I'm saying, that these writers, they want us to pity Park Ji-hoon, which I don't want to pity him. Episode 5 is another lovely one. This drama is so nice and so realistic. It's a piece, like a piece of life. I'm anticipating for episode 6. I really want to see everything. I'm liking the character development of everyone, of every character in the drama. I'm liking it. Nabi, Do-hyuk, Park Ji-hoon, Bitna. So I'm liking their character development, and I want to see more in the next episode. So you see, I said there's nothing much to say in this episode, so this is going to be like, I think, my shortest review ever. So thanks for listening, and let me know what you think of this episode in the comment section of wherever you're listening from. And we can connect on Instagram. It's K-Drama Time with Vinvi. My personal page is Vinvi. So please like, share my podcast with people you know who enjoy K-Drama. I really appreciate that. So see you in my next review. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvi. please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.